Okay, we're starting here 10 lines down on Bet Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Zibayelahu. Mahu la'avliyo betzamot. What's the din regarding Maaser Behema? Can you include it in the price of the bones? So this we discussed yesterday between Abaye and Rava, the ability to sell the meat of the Maaser Behema. But I believe that it was only the right of the Yitomim, Ayudei Havla'a. Whereas Rava held that the Yitomim themselves could sell it outright, whereas anybody else could sell it derech havla'a. And that we discussed was the difference between them about whether the isur to sell it after Shkita was a din d'oraita, like according to Abaye, or a din d'rabbanan, like Rava, which had much more room for dispensations, including the Yitomim selling it outright, and the other people selling it derech havla'a. Now the Gemara says, can you be mavliyad in the atzamot? B'chiyav Rabbi Shimon Rabbi, so Rabbi Chiyav and Rabbi Shimon Rabbi, Talmidim of Rabbi, one his son, one of his Talmidim, Chadamar mavliyo, v'chadamar ein mavliyo, that you, one says you can do it, one says you cannot do it. Felo pligin, they do not argue. Habadaka, habagasa. The difference between them is a large animal and a small animal. By a small animal, the bones are not useful to make into kelim, and therefore, they cannot be, you can't be mavliya, the basar in the bones, because the bones aren't really worth very much. Whereas by the gasa, where the bones are of utility, and you could sell the bones separately, and you would use them for kelim, then the basar being included in there as havla makes sense.
Wait, hold on. Are we being mavliya the atzamot, or mavliya the basar?
The basar behema, the basar of the maaser behema. You pay for the atzamot, and you get the basar along with it. Vibai Dema, Idividi Begaso, they both are talking about a large animal. Lopilgi, Marki Atre, or Marki Atre. Depends on their city. In the one city, they did use the bones of these large animals for Kelim, and therefore people would pay for them. If they would pay for them, then you could include the Basar, Mavliya the Basar there. You could have the Basar be purchased along with the price of the bones. In the city where they didn't use the bones for Kelim, the bones weren't worth enough, they were worthless. And therefore, to pay for the bones to get the basar was mukhlamilta, that you were buying the basar and not the bones. But here we have that conclusion that in a place where there's value to what you're buying, you could do havla'a, and this follows shita d'rava, that seems to be at least that havla'a applies more broadly than just the yitomim. Gufa. B'b'chor omer, by b'chor it says in the pasuk, is found in Parshat Korach, ach b'chor shor, or b'chor kesef, or b'chor eis, lo tivdeh. Kodeshim et amam tizrok al mizbeach ve'et chalbam taktir ishei reach nicholach l'Hashem. And afterwards, the next pasuk is b'saram yelach kechazeh hatnufa u'keshok yamim lecha iyeh. So over there it says that lo tifdeh, you're not allowed to redeem them. Nevertheless, we saw in the Braita yesterday v'nimkar, you're allowed to sell it. You can't redeem it, but you can sell it. We know that a b'chor ba'al mum, the kohen, it's money in the hands of the kohen. He can sell it to whomever he wants and keep the money. But Maser Ne'amar, Maser, at the end of Sefer Vayikra, it says, Lo Yigael. If you look at the last parak in Vayikra, parak Chav Zayin, in the Maser it says, V'chol Masar Bakar Vatzon, Kol Asher Yavor Tachat HaShavet, Asireh Yeh Kodesh L'Hashem, Lo Yivaker Ben Tov Dora, V'lo Yemirenu, V'imamer Yemenu V'yu Hu Et Miratoi Yeh Kodesh, Lo Yigael. Lo Yigael, you cannot redeem it. So lo yigael over there, we're saying in the bright, that means you can't sell it. Why do you have such a distinction? How come by b'chor the word lo tifdeh means just don't redeem it, but you can sell it? And by maaser the word lo tigael all of a sudden means don't sell it whatsoever. Not only don't redeem it, but don't sell it. So amar rav chinina, amar rav. B'chein amar rav dimi, amar rav yochanan. Nemar lo yigael b'maaser, like we just read at the end of Perek Chav Zayin, the last three psukim in Sefer Vayikra, it says lo yigael. B'nemar lo yigael b'charamim. But just before that, in the parsha of Charamim, it also uses the term of lo yigael. And that is in Pasuk Chavcher, it says, Ach kol cherem asher yacharim ish l'ashem, mikol asher lo, me'adam u'be'ema u'misdeach u'zoto, lo yimacher ve'lo yigael. So by Charamim, it says both Lo Yimacher and Lo Yigael. So there you have a Charam that mentions Lo Yimacher and Lo Yigael. So the suggestion of Dima Ryokhanan is, it says Lo Yigael b'maser, but never Lo Yigael b'charamim. Malahalan Mechira Imo, Avkan Mechira Imo. Just like by the cherem, it's clear that the mechira is included because it says lo yimacher velo yigael. It says you need to have both. Both are restricted. Both redeeming and selling are restricted. Gzeir shavo is to maser. It also says maser beima. It says lo yigael. So since you have lo yigael, just like the lo yigael by the charamim, because it's written lo yimacher, also includes selling. So to over here by the maser beima. So amalei Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Rav Huna, Braid, Rav Yeshua, Mufni. This has to be an open gzeir shavo. I mean, the word has to be extraneous here for the gzeira shava. Dilo mufni ikala mifrach. Because if it's not an extraneous word, which allows us to make the gzeira shava against the logic, it wouldn't work. Because there's a logical argument against making a hekesh between them. Malach haramim shekan chalim ala kol. Problem is, the haramim can be chal on anything. Cherem, you can be makdish anything lecherem. That includes even kodshei kodoshim and kodshim. All these items you can be machrim because they have the tovat hanah, the ability of the balim to bring it when they want, to give it to whichever kohen they want. All of these items have a din in the cherem. So cherem has a broad application as opposed to maser beima, which only applies to animals, first of all. And number two, it only applies to the tenth one that comes out. So it is a much narrower group that are affected by maser beima. So if that's the case, how could you learn from haramim, which are much broader, to maser beima, which is much narrower? That's not true. You can have a gzeir shava that's not mufne as long as there's not an underlying logical argument that dictates against it. If you don't know how to connect them, the gzeir shava helps you connect two ideas as long as there's no logical argument to undermine that. But you'll need mufne, which is most of the times you'll need that because it's usually going against logic. Or you couldn't have learned it like you're saying through a kal vachomer. So now, Gemara says, La'ai afnuye mufne. Where is this extraneous word? Lo yomar v'lo yigael b'charamim v'yigamer mimaser. Don't say lo yigael b'charamim, and you'll learn it out from maser. Ma maser kadosh v'enu nigael. Just like maser, which is kadosh, is not redeemed. Av charamim kadoshim v'enu nigalim. So two charamim, which are kadosh, they will not be redeemed. So here you reversed it. You flipped it on its head and said, all right, you said that the logic doesn't dictate that we can learn from charamim to maser. Let's do the kal vachomer the other way, which is that if we know it by maser, it says lo yigael. Why do I need the low word lo yigael by the charamim? It's a kal vachomer from maser behema. The lo yigael, the katav rachmano lomeli. So the word lo yigael that the Torah wrote by charamim, what do I need it for? Lafnuye. It's extraneous, and that allows us to down the gzer shava even against logic. Ikal mifra. We can break that up. We can undermine that. Mala maser shekin kadosh lifanav ulacharav. But maser beima, which we'll get to later in the Masechta, it has the ability to mekadesh not only the 10th, but by mistake or by accident, it can mekadesh the 9th and the 11th. And how could you extend that to charamim, which only applies to that which you say? The Gemara says, Ela lo yomar lo yigael becharamim bigamer mi bechor. Don't say the word lo yigael by charamim, I'll learn it out of bechor. Ma bechor kadosh veinu nigael, just like bechor we know says lo yitifde, it's a lebechor, and it's kadosh and not redeemed, af haramim kadoshim veinam nigalim. So too by the haramim, let's say that they are kadosh, and they should not be redeemed. So lo yigael, the cut of rachman olomali, the fact that the Torah wrote lo yigael anyway, what is that for? Lafnuye, to say that it's extraneous, and because of that extraneous word, we'll be able to down the gzer shav against logic. Now the Gemara says again, Ikal HaMifrach. Mada Bechor, Shekin Kedushato Mirechem. Because you can undermine that, because the Bechor is Kadosh from the womb. It doesn't need to be Nitkadesh. So that's Chumrah by Bechor. So how can you learn out of Bechor to Haramim? Ela Lo Yomar Lo Yigael B'Maser. Let's try it this way. Let's not write the word Lo Yigael B'Maser. V'Yigamer Havara Havara Mi Bechor. And we'll learn it out from a Zer Shavah from Bechor. Ma bechor kadosh reinu nigael, just like bechor is kadosh and cannot be redeemed because it says lo tifde af maser kadosh reinu nigael. So too maser we kadosh reinu nigael, and we've seen this gzer shava of havara before. Here we know in the end of Sefer Vayikra it says by maser bechol asher yavor tachat ha-shavet. So that's yavor, and then we know in Parshat Bo it says vavarta kol peter rechem. So that's havara, havara. So we have that gzeir shava. Veinu nigael, lo yigael dechlav rachmano b'maser lamali. So why do I have the word lo yigael by maser? Lafnuye, it's extra, it's extraneous. That's how I can learn out the gzeir shava from charamim. Where it says, wait a minute, we should have the same problem we just had before b'charamim, learning from b'chor. V'kate maser nami lo mufne, dika lamifra, kida barchinon. You could ask the same question we asked by charamim. that Bechor is more chamur because it's kadosh mi peter rechem. You could say the same thing over here. How could you learn from Bechor to Maser? Bechor has a chumrah in it. As a chumrah of peter rechem. So how can you learn havara havara from there? Gemara says, vavarta krayite ruhu. No, that's also mufne. That gzer shava havara havara is also mufne. That havara is extra. Because the Torah did not need to write the word havara by Bechor in Parshat Bo. That gives us the Mufnei now.
By Maaser,
right. Because Agmoni HaMaaser from Bechor, because in Parshat Bo, it says, Vavata Koperta Rechem Lashem, V'chol Peter Sheger Be'ema, She'el Lecha Zecharim Lashem. Other places that it writes in the Torah, like in Parshat Ketisa, it says, Koperta Rechem Li. It doesn't have to say Vavarta. So that Vavarta Koperta Rechem is extraneous. Since it's extraneous, now I have Gzera Shova between Maaser and Bechor. By Bechor, I know lo yivdeh, you cannot redeem it, because that's what it says in Parshat Korach. So just like Bechor, I cannot redeem, the Gzer Shavah tells me, Maaser, I can also not redeem. It's Kadosh, and I cannot redeem it. So then why do I need the word lo yigael to be written by Maaser? I don't. It's extraneous. If it's extraneous, then I can have a Gzer Shavah between Maaser and Haramim. Lo yigael, lo yigael. That Gzer Shavah will teach me, not only is lo yigael mean do not redeem it, but also means do not sell it, because there it says lo yimacher velo yigael. Now the Gemara says, okay, that's nice, but what about Bechor? The Gemara says, Bechor nami nelev geula geula mecharamim. Why don't we learn out Bechor from Haramim? De Maaser mufne, de Bechor lo mufne. That's not a problem, because Maaser is extraneous. Bechor is not extraneous. Well, that's a little bit problematic, that logic, because you could pick which one was extraneous. If you took the one by Maaser as literal, lo yigael, then the lo tibdeh by Bechor would be extraneous. Because you have the gzera sheva between them. The only question is, which one is dafko and which one is extraneous? So we started out, oh, lo tibdeh by Bechor is dafko, and therefore by Maaser it's extraneous. But if you went the other way around and said Maaser is the one that's dafko and Bechor is extraneous, then you would have an extra word by Bechor and you could learn out from Haramim. The Gemara says, amai chazita de lo tibdeh de Bechor le gufe, why are you so certain that the lo tifteh by Bechor is literal and the lo yigael by Maaser is extraneous? Ve'ema, why don't you do it the other way around? The Maaser l'gufe, the lo yigael by Maaser is literal. U'debechor l'afnuyeh, because the Bechor will be extraneous. So Gemara says you have a little problem there. Danim geula migula ve'in danim p'diya migula. By Maaser it says lo yigael. By the Haramim it says lo yigael. By Bechor it says lo tifteh. So lo tifdeh, to make gzer shavah from lo tifdeh to lo yigael, that we're not willing to do. Between Haramim and Bechor, that doesn't work so well because it's not the same word. Because we're learning havara havara from Bechor, that's gzer shavah, and then we're bringing over the lo tifdeh. There we're not using the word lo yigael. Over here, we want to use the word lo yigael to connect it to Haramim. That's true by Maaser Be'ema, that's not true by Bechor. Bechor only has lo tifdeh. So where it says, my nafkamino, why do we care? That's what we bring down every time we have this question in Gzera Shava. Hana Tana Debe Rabbi Shmuel by Mitzora. Tana Debe Shmuel says, Veshava Kohen Uva Kohen, that there's a Gzera Shava between the going of the Kohen and the returning of the Kohen. Zoe Shiva, Zoe Bia. The same din apply in Shiva and Bia. So Gemara says, you see that you need Shav and Ba. They aren't the same word. Over there, there's no alternative to make the Gzera Shava. It's Shav and Ba. There's no Ba, and there's no Shav to make the Gzera Shava. If we have something that is similar, like here, lo yigel, lo yigel, mimidamile yafinan. Much rather learn out of lo yigel, lo yigel, versus learning out lo tudeh to lo yigel. Mar says, velele bechor havara v'havara mi maaser. Mar says, wait a minute, you have the gzeir shava between bechor and maaser. So right now, what we have is lo tifteh written by bechor, we're taking literally. Then we don't need the lo yigel by maaser. So lo yigel by maaser is extraneous. Since it's extraneous, we learn out lo yigael from Maaser from Haramim. And that tells us by Maaser, not only do you not redeem it, but you don't sell it. But now let's go the other way. You have that gzer shava havara havara. We saw before that it's also a extraneous term. So let's learn from Maaser to Bechor. Once I know that Maaser is not only do not redeem, but do not sell, then havara havara, let's learn to Bechor. That it also is do not redeem and do not sell, not just lo tifdeh, but also lo yimacher, because I can learn that out from gzer shavah from Maaser. Once I know Maaser gzer shavah from Haramim, I'll apply that and say now I'll take a gzer shavah and apply it to Bechor as well. Leilev Bechor havara havara mi Maaser, da ha Maaser gna mi gamar geula geula mi Haramim. So because Maaser learns out Gula Gula Mechav Meramim, and then we can place it over to Bechor. Maaser says Miyut Rachmano Gabi Charamim. By Charamim, it uses the term who. Who is a Miyut? So then I have to make a decision. When I have the Charamim, Ach Akol Cher Meshei Yachrim Ish LaHashem Mekol Hashelom Adam Beimam Bisteach Lidol Boi Mechav Leigel Kol Cherim Kodesh Kodeshim. Who LaHashem? So that who says it will apply in one place and not somewhere else. Who? Velo Bechor. So that comes to exclude a Bechor. Ve'ima, so Gemara is going to ask the obvious question, how do you know the who is coming to exclude Bechor, not to exclude Maser? Ve'ima, who? Velo Maser. Maser Gula Kimoto. And the answer to that question is that it makes more sense to learn out Maser from Mecharamim because they have the shared or the common word of Lo Yigael versus Bechor to learn it out from Mecharamim, which we'd be learning out Lo Tivdeh from Lo Yigael. So therefore we say the who applies to Bechor to exclude it. Bechor does not have the din of lo yimacher, whereas Maser does have the din of lo yimacher, and that's because it's learned out of the word geula, geula, egzer shava from charamim, lo yigael, lo yigael. That's because it's mufne. The word lo yigael, it's a maser, is extraneous, and that's because we learn it out from Bechor. By Bechor it says lo tivdeh, egzer shava of havara, havara. There also, it's extraneous, the term varvatar kol peterechem. And therefore I can learn out, lo tivdeh, do not redeem it by Bechor over to Maser. Since I know that by Maser, I do not need the word lo yigael. And that's what makes the word lo yigael extraneous by Maser. Right, that was the answer given of Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yochanan. That's his answer. Next we move to Rava. What's the question again? Why is Maser different than Bechor? Why can you not sell a Maser Behema, but you can sell a Bechor? Rava Amar, lo yigael de charamim lo tzarich. No, it's the other way around. The lo yigael by charamim, I don't need. De itnuhu hecha. Where is the charamim found? I be balim. If the charamim are in the house of the balim, meaning the original owners, hekdesh ninu. They're definitely mukdash. I be kohen. If they go to the house of the kohen, then chulin ninu. They're already chulin. So why do I need the word lo yigael? Where would you consider redeeming them? If they're in the house of the balim are restricted, it's hekdesh, and they have no right to redeem it. When it reaches the hands of the kohen, it's already chulin, so there's nothing to redeem. Titania, charamim, kol zman shehem bebeit habalim, harein hekdesh lechol divrehem. Charamim, as long as they're in the house of the original owners, they are hekdesh legamre. Shenemar, kocherem kodesh kodoshim hu lahashem. All charam is kadosh. Not on the kohen. If he gives it to the kohen, harein kechulin lechol divrehem. They turn into chulin legamre. Shenemar, kol charam b'Yisrael lechayyeh. Every charam in Yisrael will be yours. So lo yigael is now extraneous. I just read you in the pasuk. There is a steer in the pasuk. Gemara and Erechin will deal with this. But the pasuk says, "Ech kol cherem asher yachrim ish lashem kol asher lo me'adam ba'beima misteach uzado lo imachev lo yigael kol cherem kodesh kodeshim hu lashem." So that's number one. That kol cherem is kodesh kodeshim lashem. And then in Parshat Korach, it says, "Kol cherem b'Yisrael l'chayyeh," that everything, every cherem goes to the kohanim. So there's a steer. In one place it says that the charamim go to Hashem. In one place it says the charamim go to the kohanim. So it's actually a machloket, machloket tanaim, as to whether stam charamim. If you do not specify, and you just say something's charam, does it belong to the kohen, or does it belong to Hashem? And that's the each one of them will take the pasuk, one in Vayikra and one in Bamidbar, to tell you which way it should go. On the other hand, what Rabba does here is reconciles and says, all charamim go to the kohanim. So what is that? Kol charim kodesh kodeshim lashem. That means when it's still with the original balim, it remains kodesh kodeshim. Since balim give it to the kohen, it turns into chulin. What that shows you is that while it's with the balim, they have no rights to it. It's kodesh. Balim don't have a right to redeem it. They're not the gizbar. They're not the ones who can deal with it. And number two is, it doesn't belong. He gives it to the kohen, it goes to chulin. So the only thing he has a right to do is give it to the kohen. If that's the case, why do you have to tell me lo yigael? You can't redeem it. Nobody here has the right to redeem it. Nobody owns it. The balim, it's kodesh in their hands. As soon as it reaches the hands of the kohen, it's already chulin. So lo yigael dichtav rachman alomali. So then I have an extraneous word of lo yigael that's found by charamim. Im enu inyan lecharamim, tneyu inyan lemaser. If it doesn't work for charamim, let's bring it over to maser. So Mar says, ema tneyu inyan lebechor. Why don't you bring it over to bechor? Mar says, Maser Gula Kamoto, that we're gonna make it Maser because it makes sense to have Xer Shava of Lo Yigael, Lo Yigael, rather than having the Xer Shava of Lo Tifdeh to Lo Yigael. Therefore it makes more sense to move it over to Maser rather than to move it over to Bechor, and since I have the extraneous term, I now have a Mufne, it's open and available for the Xer Shava that we learned before. Right now, I just read the Gemara the way it's printed in our Gemaras. And that's what Rashi says, Kach Shamati. That's the way I heard. V'yesh li harbe lahashiv. I have many questions on this pshat. Chadar. Number one, dekamar, iba balim hekdeshinu, bari hekdesh bar ptiyah. What's the question? We said, oh wait, if it's in the hands of the balim, it's kodesh. Okay? So what if it's kodesh? Kodesh berek abayit in the hands of the balim can be redeemed. So how is this any different than kodesh berek abayit? Why can't you redeem it? So what that it's all hekdesh for hands of the balim? That's exactly when you can redeem it. So why does Rav assume, okay, oh, it says it's hekdesh, but yet balim, oh, it can't redeem it anymore. That's number one. Go to kamar, tnei uli inyan maser, ma lanu lavi lo yigael a maser. Why do you have to bring the term lo yigael over to the maser? Hare kvar nemra bo lo yigael. It already says lo yigael by the maser. Why do I have to bring the term over? What we wanted to do was leave it mufne so it can make gzer shova. Why are you saying, oh, if it ain't in the charamim, tnei uli inyan maser? What do you mean, maser? Maser already says lo yigael. You don't need to bring it over. And if you want to say that, what they're trying to say is, oh, it says lo yigael by maser. So we'll bring over lo yigael, and the lo yigael will mean lo yimacher. That's not what the Gemara says over here. So therefore, Rashi gives an alternative pshat, and he says, hilkach medumali, tohochi mi bayi lechad lemir gras, velma rova, lo yimacher de chamaramim lo tzarich. Not the lo yigael you don't need, but rather the word lo yimacher you do not need. Because it says, we said this before by the charamim, it says lo yigael v'lo yimacher. Why do I need the lo yimacher? That even without the gzeir shova, you can learn from maser, deno nimkar. Because lo yimacher b'charamim lo tzarich. You don't need anything by charamim to teach you that it's lo yimacher. Because by charamim, how would you even have a havamina to sell it? If it reaches the hands of the kohanim, it's chulin, so of course you can sell it. In the hands of the balim, it's kodesh. If it's kodesh in the hands of balim, lo yimacher, of course they can't sell it, they're not the owners. You can never sell kodesh without the gizbar. The gizbar sells hekdesh. You don't sell hekdesh. If you're makti something, you have no right to sell it. It's not yours to sell. So therefore, lo yimacher by the charamim is extraneous, is not necessary. Why is it necessary? Because you would have known not to sell it even without that. Now, let's say that now it's extraneous. Einu inyan the charamim, etznei uli inyan maser. Lo yimacher, that's found by the charamim, since I don't need it there, bring it over to maser. By maser, I only have the word lo yigael. I don't have the word lo yimacher. And that'll teach me by maser behema, lo yimacher, don't sell it. Ah, then why did you bring it over to Maser? Bring it over to Bechor. That's exactly the answer is, it says Lo Yigael by Charamim, says Lo Yigael by Maser. So I have more reason to bring it over to Maser than to bring it over to Bechor, where it says Lo Tivdeh. That is Rashi's explanation. Tosafot at first quotes from the Rabbeinu Tam and tries to challenge Rashi's Girsa, go back to the original Girsa, but in the end Tosafot says there are questions on the Rabbeinu Tam's Pshat. He seems to lean in favor of Rashi's understanding here, that the meaning of Rava is Lo Yimacher and not Lo Yigael. And it makes a lot more sense now. It's Lo Yimacher is the extraneous term, and the extraneous term Lo Yimacher can be drawn from Charamim, where it's not needed, over to Maaser. And that's how I know that Maaser Behemah is not sold. Nothing to do with the Gzeir Shavah. It has to do with it says Lo Yigael, and it says Lo Yimacher. Where did the Lo Yimacher come from? It came from Charamim, because it wasn't necessary by Charamim. How do I know to bring it over to Maaser? Because it says Lo Yigael, and both of them, therefore I bring it over, and not over to Bechor, where it says Lo Tif De. Right now we have a third attempt at answering this question of why Maaser Behemah cannot be sold and Bechor can be sold. That's Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi Amar Lo Yigael De Maaser Lo Yimacher Hu. The word Lo Yigael by Maaser means Lo Yimacher. Amar Rav Ashi. Mina Amin Olo. How can I prove that to you? Dichtiv. Vaya Hu Utmarato Ye Kodesh Lo Yigael. It says by Maaser Behemah, I read you the pasuk before, it says, Vayahu Tumurato Yekodesh Lo Yigael. Ematayo said Tumura. When can an animal create Tumura, Michaim, when it's alive? Ematay Enu Nigal. When can it not be redeemed? Michaim, while it's alive. Halachar Shkita Nigal. Shows you what that after death, it could be Nigal. Somar says, Vahaboy Hamodav Arocha. How could you sell it after Mitah? It requires Hamodav Arocha. Requires assessment. So how can you do the redemption after it's already there, after it's already shachut? Rav Ashi is saying, listen, the pasuk tells us lo yigael, but lo yigael is juxtaposed to the principle of tumura. Tumura only works when you're alive. So too lo yigael, the restriction of redeeming the maaser behemah only applies while it's alive. So now what's the deal from that? The deal from that is, it must be that you can't redeem it while it's alive, but you can redeem it when it's dead. Says, how could you redeem it when it's dead? You need hamod of arocha. It has to be stood up, it has to be assessed, and you can't do that. Elish mamina must be lo yigael, lo yimacher hu. So the term here cannot be lo yigael, but rather lo yimacher, because then I can make sense of the pasuk. How do I make sense of the pasuk now? If I say that the term lo yigael really means don't sell it, then it says don't sell it while it's alive, but you can't sell it when it's dead. That I can deal with. Don't sell it when it's alive because it's kodesh and there's a restriction of lo yigael, meaning lo yimecher, don't sell it. But that's connected to tamura. Just like tamura is while it's alive, so too the restriction against selling is only when it's alive. After it's dead, after you do shechita on it, then you could sell it. What do you mean you could sell it? Okay, you don't need hamad avarachal, you could sell it after, it's yours. It's your money, you could do what you want with it after it's shechut. So therefore you could sell it to anybody you want. And this would be exactly like Rava on the previous amud, that the restriction of selling it while it's alive is a din d'oraita. The restriction of selling it when it is shechut is only a din de rabbonon. So that's the way Rav Ashi is going to learn. He says, if you said that by lo yigael, literally, it won't make sense. So the only way to learn the pasuk is saying that lo yigael really means lo yimacher. Gemara says, okay, that works well. That works well if you say that kochi mizbeach require hamad avarocha. Elamad Omar, who says in the Gemara, Mura, that kochi mizbeach lo ayu bechlal hamad avarocha, that they are not required to have hamad avarocha domadam, then, Maika the Meimar, what are you going to say now? Now you can't prove anything for lo yigael. If it doesn't require hamad avarocha, you could just as well do ge'ula, redemption, after it's shachut, as you can do it beforehand, because there's no requirement of hamad avarocha. So, anon hachi kamrina, this is what we mean. Mi'ika demechaim lo mifrik, ulachar shkita mifrik? Do we find any such thing in Kodesh, where while it's alive, you can't redeem it? And after it's dead, meaning after you've done shkita, you can redeem it. Where do we find such a thing? Olam alo. Gemara says, why not? While it's alive, when its kedusha is on a very high level, then you can't redeem it. After it's been shechted, and had its kedusha has now been reduced, mifrak, then you can redeem it. It says, isn't it a kavachomer? While it's alive, when the Kedusha is a high enough level, it reaches the threshold where you can redeem it. We've seen this before, that there's a minimum threshold of Kedusha in order to redeem it. If it's too low a Kedusha, you can't redeem it. So while it's alive, it has the level of Kedusha, because we see that in other places in Kodoshim that you can redeem it. It has enough Kedusha that you can redeem it. And there you can't redeem it. After it's already shechted, the Kedusha there is not strong enough in order that you can redeem it, because nowhere else, by Kodshim, for instance, by Psula Mekdashim, after it's dead, you can't redeem it, because Ein Podim Kodashim Lachilam Neklavim, so there you can't do it, and it's not strong enough to remove the Kedusha that's on it, and there you're going to say it's Mifrak, Elishma Mina, must be that, Lo Yigael means Lo Yimacherhu. The Lo Yigael here can't be taken literally, Lo Yigael, but it must be Lo Yimacher. Because you can't suggest that you can redeem it after shechut if you can't redeem it while it's alive. So lo yigael doesn't make sense. So we have to say it's lo yimacher. Don't sell it while it's alive. You can't sell it after it's shechut. Because over there, selling is a different category altogether. It says, v'lich tov rachmano lo yimacher. So then why doesn't the Torah just write that? By maaser behema. Why did it write lo yigael? Just write lo yimacher. Because ikah tov rachmano lo yimacher. Had the Torah only written the word lo yimacher, havamina, I would have thought, is devunehu delo mizdabon. You're not allowed to sell a ma'aser behema, the ko'ovid uvdin dechol, because you're treating it like a regular behema. Aval ifruke mifrak, but you can redeem it. The highly dumb of the hektesh, because that money is going to hektesh. So maybe the restriction's only against selling it, but there's no restriction against redeeming it. So the hachikot of Rachmana, lo yigael. That's where the Torah wrote lo yigael, the lo yis debuni mizdan, velo ifruk mifrak. To tell you, not only can you not sell it, but you can't redeem it. So we learned out from the lo yigael, the fact that the term is written in lo yigael instead of lo yimacher, you're not allowed to redeem it. But the real term here, lo yigael, means lo yimacher. Lo yimacher, because otherwise we can't make sense out of the fact that it only applies while it's alive and not when it's dead. You can't say by lo yigael, do not redeem it when it's alive, but you can redeem it when it's dead. That doesn't work. So it has to be talking about don't sell it. Don't sell it when it's alive, do sell it when it's dead after it's shechut. So that's the same logic we saw by Rava. That the din d'oraita is only when the ma'aser behema is alive, is there a restriction against selling it. When it's nishchat, there is no restriction against selling it. The rabbanan goes there, achar mita or achar shkita, to lifnei shkita. But otherwise, it would have been minar Torah, it would have been fine. Okay, next Mishnah. Bechamay omrim, lo yimnei Yisrael am a kohen lebechor. Israel cannot join a kohen eating his bechor. The bechor tam is given to the kohen, or the bechor ba'mum is given to the kohen. Then the Kohen waits for it to get a mum today, where there's no mikdash and he can't bring it on the mizbech. Once it gets a mum, it's his to eat. So he can have a meal out of this bechor, but he's not allowed to invite Israel to join the meal with him. Beit Hillel matirim. Beit Hillel says, fine, you can call anybody. It's chulin the gamre. You can have any Israel join you. Va'afilu oveid kochavim. Not only is it chulin for Jews, it's chulin the gamre, where you can invite over a non-Jew. Rav says, matitan mani. Who's the author of our Mishnah? Rabbi Kiva. It has to be Rabbi Kiva. Detanya. We have a braita. Ein nimnim alav, ela chabura shekula kohanim, divrei Beit Shammai. Beit Shammai, consistent with our Mishnah, says, a bechor. This is not a bechor that went on the Mizbeach. This is a bechor. Bal mum can be eaten by only kohanim. No Israel can join in. Betelo meim afilu zarim. Even a Israel can join in and eat it. Rabbi Kiva, in the name of Beit Hillel, says, Matar afilu oveid kochavim. Even a non-Jew can join in the eating of Bechor. Bechor is such chulin, it's chulin the gamrei. Anybody can eat it. My time at the Beit Shammai. What's the din of, where does Beit Shammai learn this din out? Dichtiv. Because it says in Parshat Korach, we read this before, when we said, Ach Bechor Shor, O Bechor Kesev, O Bechor Eiz, Lo Tifdeh. Kodeshem, et damam tizrok al mizbeach, et chabam taktir yishe reach nichoch la Hashem, and it says, ubsaram yeh lach, b'chazeh atznufa, kushok hayamin, b'cho yeh. So ubsaram yeh lach, that means to the Kohanim. Ma hatam Kohanim in Israel, though. Like over there, it says that b'saram yeh lach, that the b'sar will be for you, and not for Israel, av acha Kohanim in Israel, though. So it seems to me there's something missing from the girsa here. If you look in Rashi, the red girsa is, ma chazeh v'shok. In that puzzle that I just read you, it says, "Ubasar yelach kechazeh hatznufa shok hayamin lechayeh." But chazeh and shok are matnot kihuna that the only kohanim can eat. So the comparison of the basar of the bechor to the chazeh and shok says, just like by the chazeh and shok, it's only eaten by the kohanim and not by Israelim. So too by the bechor, it's only going to be eaten by kohanim and not eaten by Israelim. So that's the reasoning of Beit Shammai. Beit Hillel responds and says, "Hani milei tam." That pasuk is talking about a bechor tam. Aval balmum k'tiv, by the balmum, in Dvarim it says, atamei v'ator yachtav yochlenu. So let's just take a step back for a second. How do you know it's talking about a bechor tam? Because in Parshat Korach, the end of the previous pasuk is, et damam tizrok al mizbeach, vet chalbam taktir yishe reach nichoach l'ashem. The next pasuk begins, ubsaram yelach. So the basar that we're talking about there is the basar of a bechor tam that was put on the mizbeach. You're right, that belongs to the Kohanim. That's like the chazev ishok. But a bechor ba'mom, that's not written in that pasuk. So that's not included in the pasuk in Korach. That comes out of the pasuk in Dvarim. In Dvarim it says, "V'chiyeh bo mum piseach o iver kol mum ra lo tizbachenu l'Hashem l'kecha." If the bechor has a mum in it, you don't put on the mizbeach. Bishachrecha tochaleno atamei v'ator yachtav katzvi v'achayal. You eat it in your gateways. The tamei and the tor yachtav katzvi v'achayal. Katzvi v'achayal is chulin. The bechor ba'mom is treated like chulin. Says a tamei who can't eat in regular kodeshim kalim, he can eat a bechor. Zar shochel b'kodeshim kalim, a zar can participate in the kodeshim kalim shlamim. Toda, a zar can eat those, can eat the meat from them. In udin shochel b'bechor, certainly can eat from a bechor. Or says ikal mifrach. That's not a logical argument. Mal tamei shken hutar michlalo b'avodat tzibur. Tuma has certain amount of het there, the gabei avodat tzibur, which is that they can find no one that is tahor from that Beit Av, from the Kohanim, a tamei can do the avoda on the mikdash. Tuma's dechuya b'tzibur, huchu b'tzibur, whichever way you formulate it, there is a dispensation to allow tuma to be done even when you, avoda to be done even when you are a tamei. That's not true by zarut. Zarut is never allowed. There's no dispensation by zarut. So just because you know something by a tamei does not mean that you know it by a zar. So just because a tamei can eat a bechor ba'mum doesn't mean a zar can eat it. Where it says, Beit Hillel, atu ba'avodo kamar, ba'achila kamrinon. The pasuk that we're quoting from Dvarim is not talking about avoda, it's talking about eating. Achila zar adif. And when it comes to achila, the zar trumps. We just saw that before. A zar can eat kodshim kalim, it can eat a shlamim, it can eat a todah. So the zar trumps the tamei when it comes to achila. The pasuk's written, you're bringing me that, oh, tamei has a dispensation by, as a certain aspect by avoda, that we nitar for the tamei, that's not nitar by a zar, that's not relevant to our situation. Our situation is talking about achila. By achila, it's clear that the zar trumps the tamei, and therefore if a tamei can eat a bechor ba'mum, certainly a zar can eat a bechor ba'mum. Rabbi Akiva, where does Rabbi Akiva learn out, matir v'afilu oveid kofavim, my time up? To Rabbi Akiva, what's the reason for Rabbi Akiva? It says, Ketzvi v'ayal. The pasuk in Dvarim Tedvav says it's like a tzvi v'ayal. Ma tzvi v'ayal mutar loved kovde kochavim, af bechor mutar the ovde kochavim. So too, the bechor be mutar. Tzvi v'ayal are chulin the gamrei to the point where anyone can consume them. since anyone can consume them, then it should be equal for an Ovi Kuchavim as it is for a Yisrael. That's what it means. Tzvi v'ayal v'idah. So what are the others going to do? Meaning, Beit Hillel, why does he say it's mutar for a Zartid, but it's not mutar for an Ovi Kuchavim? Tlata tzvi v'ayal tive. It's written three times, the term tzvi v'ayal. It's written in Dvarim three times. One time is what we saw here by Parsha Bechor and Dvarim Tedvav. Reads Ketzvi v'ayal. And twice in Perek Yud Bet in Sefer Dvarim. In Perek Yud Bet in Sefer Dvarim, it talks about twice the fact that you have some sort of meat that you can eat. In one of those instances, it's talking about basar tava, basar that you eat, chulin meat that you eat. The other time, the first time it speaks about it, the Gemara says it's talking about psulei amukdashim. So in psulei amukdashim, after you shech them, then you can eat them ketzvi v'ayal. So the pasuk is in Dvarim Yud Bet. Pasuk Tedvav, this is talking about Psulei Makdashim. It says there, Rak b'chol abad nafshecha tizbach l'chalto basar, ki v'rchat Hashem l'kecha shenatan lach, b'chol she'arecha, hatamei v'tahor, yochlenu katsviv v'chayal, rak adam lo tochelo l'aretz tishpachenu kamayim. So there it says, katsviv v'chayal. Gemara says, what's that talking about? The Midrash Halacha over there asks, how do you know what this is talking about? Maybe it's talking about basar tava. Which one eat? He says, it can't be, because we have the next Pasuk in Pasuk Chaf, it talks about Basar Tava. So this is talking about Psulei Amukdashim, and over there it says Katsviv Gayal. Later on in Devarim Yud Bet, five Psukim later, it says Ki Yachiv Hashem Lekech Advucha Kasher Diber Lach. Hashem expands your boundaries, and then you want to eat Basar, B'chol Avad Nafshecha Tuchol Basar. Again, it says there, Ach Kasher Yachal Tetsviv Et Ayal Ken Tochalenu Atamei V'Torah Yachdav Yochlenu. There again it says Katsviv Gayal. So three times in Sefer Devarim it says that you can eat something Katsviv Gayal. Once with regards to Psulei Amukdashim, once with regards to the Tzvi and the Ayal by Basar Chulin, and the last one over here, where we talk about in Dvarim Tedvav, is by Bechor, it says, Katzvi V'cha Ayal. So we need those, and so the Gemara says, V'idach, we need Ivdem, Tzad Tzvi El Kadiri, Chadlik Rabbi Yitzchok, the Rabbi Yoshia, V'chadlik Rabbi Lozer HaKapar. We need them, each one of these, Limudim. Rashi says over here, when you look under Rashi, it says, V'idach, when we talk about these three limudim, he says, "Chata Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yoshia, v'lodni t'fresh lan heichan." I don't know where these limudim are of Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yoshia. The Rabbi Elazar and Kapar, that we learned back in Shchitat Chulin. So now Tosfot quotes this Rashi and says Rashi doesn't know what it's talking about. He says, "But the Rabbeinu Chanan Mefarish explains it's based on the Gemara Makot. Gemara Makot says, 'Amarbiya shor psulei makdashim, but menhig shor psulei makdashim loke.' Someone who mates an animal that is Psulei Mukdashim that he redeemed, or he drives it, he uses it to pull a caravan, to uses it to work. Over there, he's chayav for kilayim by itself. He's chayav for kilayim. Why? Because the Torah compares Psulei Mukdashim to tzvi and ayal. That means that this animal is a combination of a tzvi and an ayal. It's a mixed breed. It's half tzvi, half ayal. So therefore, if you are marbia it, if you made it, or if you drive it, it's as if you use kilayim. It's as if you have two animals pulling the caravan. It's as if you have two animals that you're mating, and therefore it's kilayim. So that's how the Rabbeinu Chanan explains. That's what this limud of tzvi ve'ayal is. Then we have the one from Rabbi Elazar Kapar and Chulin, Shkitat Chulin, that teaches us katzvi ve'ka'ayal. How do I know that there's shkita required by the tzvi ve'ka'ayal? That you should eat the kodashim like tzvi v'ayal. And we know by kodashim there's a din of shkita. So that says you can eat it like the tzvi v'ayal. So gehekesh there that you need shkita also by chayot. That's how we know that you need shkita by chayot. I have the last tzvi v'ayal, not v'idach means another one, but idach, the last one I use, ma tzvi v'ayal p'turim min b'chora, psulei mukdashim p'turim min b'chora. The last tzvi v'ayal I used to teach me that psulei mukdashim are p'turim min b'chora. So I've used all the tzvi v'ayals up. I used them up, one of them for the din of Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yoshua, one for the din of Rabbi Elazar Kapar, and one for the din that psulei mukdashim don't have a din of b'chora. I don't have anything available to learn like Rabbi Akiva that tzvi v'ayal means that a goy can eat it. Alright, we'll stop over here. Have a good Shabbos.